This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You are so stupid, it is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another Section of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you're spending with me. Hey, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a gazillion things you could do on the Listen, if you don't go up there and you don't read and you don't find out what's going on, how do you know what we're selling, not selling, what stories you could be reading, not reading? Got a lot of good stuff up there. We got a lot of good writers. You know, and you make comment on it. We'd love to hear what you have to say about them. We'll get rid of the bad ones, but keep the good ones. It ain't that hard. You don't even need a college degree for this one. It's a really easy one to understand. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Man, this is going to be like smorgasbord hour. I got all kinds of stuff that I want to talk about because we are somewhat losing our minds here. With everything that's going on, we need you. You, me, whoever, we need to start pushing back. I guess these nut jobs on college campus. Yes, you heard me. Nut jobs. I said nut jobs. Cornell students, they want to protest pro-life views. Why? Because they're too traumatizing. I wonder if we force them to sit down. Like, they force us to do certain things. They force conservative kids to do certain things. What if we make them sit down and actually watch the video of an abortion being performed? What do you think we ought to do that? You want to talk about traumatizing for the baby? Yeah, not the cells. No. For the baby. You want to see some traumatizing? Why don't you sit down and watch that? They're afraid to, and they don't want you to, because then you're going to see the realities. You're starting to see it already on college campuses, where some of these young girls are seeing what's actually being done to those babies, and they can't handle it, and they don't like it, and they change their minds about abortion. Oh, we can't have that. Planned Parenthood's having a heart attack over that. So a pro-abortion student group protested a debate Thursday at Cornell University, complaining that that including pro-life views normalize the idea that it's okay to control people's bodies, including the babies. I said that. Planned Parenthood Generation Action, PPGA, protested the November 16 debate, which featured pro-choice Ithaca College professor Jonathan Peters and pro-life Blackstone Legal Fellowship faculty member Stephanie Gray. You know, again, both sides of the issue. Smart people, professors, people with some knowledge. Why is that bad? When did that become bad? See, the problem is that they think if you talk about something, if I have an opinion that's opposite than yours and you think yours is right, I'm legitimizing it, like some of you felt when I was on CNN. I'm not that big of a wig to legitimize it. And we need to push back, always, and not be afraid to fight verbally, not physically. I'm not talking about beating somebody up. The debate boasted a host of co-sponsoring organizations, including college Republicans from Cornell University, Ithaca College, and a debate in science and health. Now, Cornell Ithaca College Feminists United, Ithaca College Students for Life, and No Labels at Cornell University, yeah, that's a joke, and Veritas Forum at Cornell were all involved in this. Now, before it even began, though, it became the subject of controversy when the Cornell University Democrats supported calls for protest. Why? Why are you, if you've got the right idea, if your product is right, if your product is good, and you can prove it, why are you afraid of the counterfeit? Why are you afraid of an opposing viewpoint? I don't understand you. I'm not afraid of your viewpoint. You can come on the show anytime you want to. You can discuss any one of these issues. I don't see it as an affront on my belief system. You should have a right. I want people to hear what you have to say. I really do. I encourage my Democrat friends to keep speaking what they're speaking, to keep being out there and pushing. I don't want you to stop, ever. Anyway, tomorrow is the pink out. This is what they put up on Cornell, at Cornell. Tomorrow is the pink out. Let's make the whole day to wear pink and post why Planned Parenthood is so important to us on social media for the abortion debate. Planned Parenthood Generation Action members and allies will be meeting in the Goldwin Smith lobby of the main entrance on the first floor. The point of this protest is not confrontation, but to be strong presence for reproductive rights, which is a lie. They don't mean that. They mean to stop reproductive rights. That's what they mean. Because if it was reproductive rights, wouldn't you be allowing the reproductive system to do what it does? And to provide support for anyone who may need it, as this may be a traumatizing event for many people who hear their rights and bodily autonomy being questioned and judged. We'll provide signs, but please wear pink or Planned Parenthood stuff if you have it. Thank you for your support. So I'm okay with that. I don't mind them being there to protest. But what I think is hilarious is they feel like the opposing viewpoint legitimizes it. I'm sorry, I'm confused. What are you afraid of legitimizing? The fact that the baby is real? The fact that an abortion is really the destroying of a human life? The fact that you're ripping the arms and the legs and whatever else off a baby's body because you don't want it in there anymore? I don't understand what you're afraid of being legitimized means. Right? Anyway, the PPGA did not stop anyone from attending or speaking. Right? The debate, though, didn't provide anything constructive, according to the people that ran the demonstration. Anyway, I'm Joe Bacini, your host. We'll be back after the break. A lot more coming up. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And, unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. GCN listeners, use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. MySolarBackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime.
Come on, I know some of you are singing this. No question in my mind. I'm Joe Machine, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. But head over to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's so much you could do up there. And give me your email address. Look, I send out an email once a week to let you know what's going on. And I do so much appreciate, you know, when you guys respond to that. Let me know what you... Look, I know I'm not the smartest guy in the room. I've never talked about the great grades I got in high school or how smart I was. I just perceive myself as being the average Joe, just like you guys, okay? I have to work every day. There's things that I have to do that you don't know about, and I'm trying to feed my family just like you are, right? I'm trying to make an impact on society just like most of you are. You know, the only difference with most of you is I have a microphone and you don't. But there's other things you can do long before I had a microphone that where you're able to make a difference in your community, And sometimes it's not a big deal. Let's say, look, I'm not telling you this to tell you how great I am or something like that. But, you know, this Thursday, I go out, and I don't know if I really feed anybody, but I go to the local senior center, okay? Because the senior center, they feed, they'll feed a couple hundred people this Thursday. And just the fact that somebody's out there and talking with them, and these people usually don't have any family in most cases, or their family's across the country and they can't make it out, it's kind of great for them to see people they've never seen before. A couple of years ago, I met a war veteran that was almost 105 years old. I think he was 104 and change. And there was a young boy there that was 5 years old. He was the youngest kid. So we took a picture of the oldest guy in the room and the youngest guy in the room. And he died a few months later. And he had the biggest smile on his face. He was excited that people were there, that they were coming up and talking with him. You know, he had a flight type of jacket on. And I could barely understand the guy, so I couldn't tell you what story he told me. But I just smiled and let him talk, and that's all they need. And you can bring a little light to somebody's life, and you don't have to have a microphone to do that. You know what I'm saying? So you can make changes. You can make changes in your community. You can make changes with people. We're here for a reason, and it ain't to hang out, you know, with the channel changer in one hand and a beer in the other. And that's okay to do from time to time, but you know what I'm saying, right? So let me have some fun with this one. Do you guys remember all the hoopla around Vice President Pence when he was talking about how he wouldn't eat dinner with a woman alone? He wouldn't go out to a meeting or what have you with a woman alone. He always had to have somebody around in the room or present so that there was no way he could be accused of anything. Now, everybody made fun of him. What's wrong? Can't you be trusted? Right? But look at what's going on now. And don't give me that garbage that, hey, if he's not doing anything wrong, he has nothing to worry about. No, really. So the Duke University guys had nothing to worry about, even though they didn't do anything wrong, we found out, right? And they're not the only ones. So think about that. But what really frost my buns, so to speak, is Christianity Today's editor mocked Pence because of his respect for women. You know what I'm saying? It's amazing that these guys think that they have a right. If they don't agree with you, they have a right to ridicule you. You have a right to disagree with somebody, but I don't care whether you own the magazine yourself or you don't. What would give you the right? What gives you the right to ridicule somebody for their religious beliefs? I may not agree with you. I may not agree with your line of thinking on a certain issue or what have you. But I'm not going to ridicule you over it. Let's hear what the Christianity Today's editor mocks Pence's respect for women. Come on. I hate when it does this. You know, an editor at a faith-based website took a shot at Mike Pence's rule to avoid eating dinner alone with women who are not his wife. Now, you had a volley of outrage from Pence supporters, you know, which was good, right? The New York Times published an op-ed by Caitlin Beatty, an editor-at-large for Christianity Today, with the headline, "A Christian Case Against the Pence Rule." Now, I don't know how she sold this. I don't even know how she tried to sell it. But I got to tell you something. These guys, Beatty discussed Pence's rule in the context of the Harvey Weinstein scandal. How? You know, how in God's creation can you eat in any way, shape, manner, or form? Try to sell that. Now, she goes on to write, when Harvey Weinstein, decades of sexual predation, wow, came to light last month. One could hear the soft din of, you could hear a lot of people just kind of murmuring from evangelicals all over the place. Conservative Christians have long considered Hollywood to be a hotbed of moral liberalism. And it is. Not considered. It is. It's wrapped in obnoxious moral superiority. Now, I'm reading her words, not mine. Mr. Weinstein's behavior was seen as an excess of the industry that celebrates sexual freedom. And consequences be damned. In light of Mr. Weinstein's and other members of the Hollywood elite now being exposed for sexual assault, some Christian leaders have advocated that we recover the Pence rule. Right? Vice President Pence has said he doesn't meet alone with women who aren't his wife. People may accuse him of being prudish and misogynistic, but at least he'll never be accused of the Mr. Weinstein sins. You know, when we had our business, Tammy and I, right, I had all the doors, not because I'm a freak or I'm afraid of myself, but I know how people are. I've seen it happen before in the corporate world. I had there were glass doors. All the offices had glass doors, so if there was a male and a female in that room together, everybody saw what they were doing. So there was no behind closed doors this was going on. It wouldn't be tolerated, number one. Number two is it was too easy walking up and down the halls for everybody, and there was a lot of traffic. So should somebody make fun of me for doing that? I mean, seriously, I was protecting the women as much as I was the men. It wasn't one-sided at all. So the very same, I mean, can you imagine, what's his name, President Billy Bob? Right? Dropping his drawers and saying, touch this with a glass window there? What's going to happen? I'll let you recover from that. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. On GCN Live. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Don't go far.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. GCN listeners use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. MySolarBackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
You tiny-brained whippers of other people's bottoms!
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do. I do appreciate the time that you're hanging in there. I do appreciate the time that, you know, we work through things together. Because I take what you say. You know, sometimes You're sending me, emails and messages in the middle of what we're doing here. And I really do use what you send. I really do pay attention, with some of the comments that you're making. Because I can't catch it all. I'm not the smartest guy in the room. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate it. All right, so head up to the website. See, I just want to get into it again. Head up to the website where you're going to watch live, listen live, take the poll. Give me your email address because I want to send you, you know, every week I send out an email, let you know who we're going to have on, what we're going to be doing, some of the subjects we're going to be discussing. If I write a new piece, which I haven't written one in 2 weeks, kind of stupid, I put that up there as well. So, let's get back to it. A Christian case against the Pence rule. So, this person who claims to be a Christian is trying to say that Pence can't make a biblical claim for having dinner or anything like that alone with another woman other than his wife. Now, they tried to accuse him of being prudish and that kind of thing. But again, he's never going to be put in a position of having a woman accuse him of something like this, of sexual assault or what have you, when he's never alone with one. And the very same left-wing activists and Hollywood stars now running away from Harvey Weinstein were the ones assailing Mike Pence for having a rule of not dining alone or taking meetings alone with women. Eric Erickson, a conservative blogger and radio host, said, "The media and the left savaged Mike Pence for his principal stand, but they'll never run stories about Mike Pence sexually harassing women. The Pence rule or some variation of it is common, though not universal among evangelicals, but it's often known as the Billy Graham rule. Early in Mr. Graham's ministry, he and his team signed the Modesto Manifesto. They agreed not to eat, travel, or meet alone with any woman who wasn't their wife. So Mr. Graham ended his decades-long public ministry with pretty much, now I wouldn't say, you know what, he never had a scandal. This person wants to say, well, maybe, maybe not, no. He never had a scandal. Today, many ministry leaders follow Mr. Graham's example to avoid the appearance of evil, which is exactly what the New Testament says. Don't put yourself in a position where it looks bad. And the New Testament puts it, indeed, the Bible says a lot about humans. Right? Many Christian men believe it's better to limit interacting with women altogether than open the door to temptation. Now, I don't agree with that. I think you have to have some kind of self-control. But you don't open the door for these opportunities by leaving yourself alone in a room with somebody. As Mr. Graham's own grandson and other pastors prey on women in Christian circles, this is a comforting clarity about the rule. Now, notice how they said it. Mr. Graham's own grandson and other pastors prey on women. I don't know if they prey on women. There are some that do. I get that. There are some that fall to the temptation of being with a woman, but I don't think they're all preying on women. The writer goes on to say, I know many Christians who kept some versions of the rule. These men have good motives. Their stated intent, marital fidelity, is noble and one that I respect. But the Pence rule is inadequate to stop Weinstein-type behavior. In fact, it might be its sanctified cousin. Huh? It's time for men in power to believe that they're female peers when they say that the rule hurts more than helps. No. How does it hurt? Last year, give me a minute. Last year, a ministry leader in Chicago suburbs asked if I would join his organization's board. I agreed to meet him at the popular breakfast spot to learn more. Upon arriving, I scanned the crowd to find the man who matched the website photo. Another man was sitting next to him. Immediately, I knew what was going on. Both men were warm and complimentary. We share the same faith and read the same Bible, but a decade into my career, I've rarely had a more alienating meeting. I was made acutely aware that my existence as a woman was a problem that needed to be managed. Really? I mean, how many hits off the crack pipe do you have to take to come up with that? She said she didn't join the board. Well, why? The Pence rule can manifest in many ways as strangely unchristian, although she hasn't given a scripture yet to show it's unchristian. A former colleague at the Christian nonprofit threw her back out while on a business trip, lying in pain in her hotel room. She asked her coworker to carry her suitcase from her room. He refused to enter the room. One wonders what he thought was going to happen. You know what? If she was at a hotel, they could have called somebody else. They could have called, what is it?
Concierge.
Yeah. I mean, could have called out of the front desk and say, hey, I got a problem here. I need help with the suitcase. They would have sent somebody up. Right? And yes, personal purity is fine to have. Jesus condemned the teacher of the law for fastidious keeping religious traditions while neglecting the greater law, justice, mercy, and faithfulness. Yeah, Jesus was talking to a bunch of perverts. Right? I mean, it's the Sadducees and Pharisees, because they knew the word backwards and forwards, but yet they were cheating and stealing from the people around them. That's what he was talking about. Right? When he was talking about the, letting the oxen out for food on the Sabbath, that wasn't this. They have to eat, and they're reliant on you. There wasn't that hotel room issue. The only person to do it wasn't the fellow that she worked with. I mean, seriously. I mean, it's always better to err on the side of safe than err on the side of a problem. To be sure, there's wisdom in married people avoiding settings that didn't naturally cultivate attraction, even men far outside the Christian world, and plenty of well-known liberals. If there were two men there, in this case where the girl needed her suitcase carried out of her room, that's different. That would have been a whole different situation. But there wasn't. It was the one. Even if there was another woman there, it would have been a different situation. Even men far outside the Christian world and plenty of the well-known liberals, including the Ta-Nehisi Coates, kept some version of the Pence rule. Alcohol and isolation put otherwise vulnerable people in precarious situations. Look, there's plenty of upright people I know that when they have too much to drink, they become idiots. Flaming idiots. And they put themselves in bad situations. So why not? I don't understand why somebody would have a problem like this to err on the side of just being safe. Right? And she goes on to say, but reasonable people know the difference between a business meeting over breakfast and drinks at a hotel, a bar, at night. Let me tell you what, I've been to plenty of hotels and there's only one place open to get food at night or to get something to drink. And I'm not even talking about a mixed drink. Why would I want to be sitting in a bar in another city or sitting in a bar slash restaurant slash pub, whatever it's called, to get something to eat with a woman that I maybe work with or a colleague with, when my wife's across the country or in another state? Why do I want that aggravation? Now, there's been a lot of times where I've sat at a table and had dinner in another state where there's three women sitting there and myself, and it's at a restaurant. I'm not alone. I mean, there are ways to do this so you're out in the open and people see you and it's okay. But one-on-one is problematic because you can't prove what's been said, and B, you just never know what's going to happen, especially when you add booze to the mix. There have been plenty of good men brought down because they got stupid, because they got alone with a woman that they had a lot of respect for. And when I say respect, think about it. They worked with this person. They had respect for this person. They got a few drinks in them, and all hell breaks loose. And I do mean all hell breaks loose. Why put yourself in that situation? Why put yourself in a situation that could possibly tear your family apart? What if you have kids? Seriously. You got a wife and a kids, a wife and kids, and you're going to take a chance of blowing it all apart. Now, some of you are saying, what's wrong? Can't you control yourself? Yeah, I can control myself. But what if something goes sideways? And it just doesn't look right. Anyway, I'm Joe Massey, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back after the break. Don't go far.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com, to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. GCN listeners, use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. MySolarBackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back. This is the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. And, you know, get involved in the conversation, whether it's up on the website. We have a live chat room there. We have something going on Facebook as well. A live feed is what they call it. And, you know, smarter people than I are in both of those feeds. So, anyway, I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I just want to hop on this. You know, because we ran out of time so quick. And I know it doesn't sound like so quick. But for me, it sometimes feels like it's really fast. It feels like it flies by. So, remember what I was saying earlier about Judge Roy and all this stuff coming at him? We've never really confirmed any of it. We don't know how much of it's true. You know, we had that earlier. They came out and said that he was banned from a mall, but yet the mall owner, in the decades supposedly he was banned from the mall, he doesn't remember ever banning Judge Moore from the mall. So Gloria Allred paraded a yearbook that supposedly Moore signed to one of his assailants or whatever. So it's a really good chance it could be fake. And the reason we say that is because somebody had the presence of mind to take a picture of it. She won't hand it up to be checked, to be verified. Now, if you've got something real and right and true, why wouldn't you hand it up? Why wouldn't you give it up to be checked? Then you'd have them. So, Journalist and author Thomas Wicker believes that Judge Roy Moore's signature in the Gloria Allred accuser Beverly Young Nelson's yearbook is a forgery. Now, you can't see it, obviously, because we're on radio. But there's a writing, there's two different writings, okay? And it almost looks like, and you can see the stark difference. So there is a writing above his signature that, you know, has a, I'd have to go look to see exactly what the saying is. But it looks like it's not the same as where he signed. And a lot of people in your yearbook, right? They sign by their name, you know, love Joe Messina or whatever like that. So you see Roy Moore signs the yearbook, right? And he signs it, you know, looks like it's love Roy Moore. And 122277. Above it, there's a saying, and in that it says Christmas 1977. But the two sevens are definitely much different than the two sevens under Roy's name. I'm doing the best I can here. You know? So when you look at the two different versions, you have to stop and say, it's not like they're a squiggle difference or they're a little different. There's a major difference between the two. And it's the kind of hook you have to take your time to do. So, you know, Judge Roy signed it a certain way. Whoever filled it in above him did it in such a fashion to try to hang him. It's obvious it's not his writing to me, but I'm not an expert. So if they're willing to go to this length to try to hang him, what else are they willing to do? We've seen them do worse. Right? When you look at the Y in the two different signatures, or look at the R for that matter in Roy, they're different. So you got sevens that are different, you got R's that are different, you got Y's that are different. And nobody wants to talk about that. All they want to talk about how they have him nailed because he wrote in her book. Well, it's not true. It's just not true. And the other thing about that, somebody brought up, which is kind of funny, that in the signature, he ends it with initials DA for district attorney. The problem was, in that year and the year to follow, he was only a deputy district attorney. So why would he sign it DA? Oh, he must have been thinking ahead. I'm sure that was it. So when you look at this, and you look at what they've done and how hard they've worked to try to nail this guy. You just have to stop and think about it. Right? Are you going to accept, take in, and believe the stuff from Main Street Media who are looking to hang him to begin with? For me, it's an easy answer. It's no. It really is that simple. All right, let's have some fun with it. Okay, a couple of quick stories to end the night off with. A man who accidentally shoots himself and wife in church while discussing recent church shootings. I mean, I've heard of people, you know, cleaning the gun, shooting themselves. They, I don't know, are demonstrating something, they shoot themselves. I've never got this. And I've had guns in the past. I've had a lot of guns in the past. I don't think I've ever shot myself. I don't have any holes in my body that I don't know about. And none of them were done because of the gunshots. So a husband and wife pair was accidentally shot at Tennessee church after discussing church shootings with members of their place of worship. Elder members of the First United Methodist Church in Tellico Plains got together for a Thanksgiving dinner on Thursday, during which they talked about the November 5th massacre in Sutherland Springs, Texas, where 25 people, you know, an unborn and a baby was killed. When someone asked if any of the guests had brought a gun to their church, an unidentified man in his 80s told the group, "I carry my handgun everywhere I go." Now, according to the retelling of the incident by Tellico Plains police, somebody else walked up and said, "Can I see it?" Park said he pulled it back out and said, with this loaded indicator, I can tell that it's not loaded. The man pulled the trigger to prove it was not loaded, but guess what? He pulled the trigger just to prove. Was it really? Is that really the way you want to prove it's not loaded? But he just forgot that he had rechambered the weapon. After it went off, the gun owner hit himself in the hand and his wife, who's also in her 80s, in the abdomen. The couple was transported to the University of Tennessee Medical Center, but they were non-life-threatening injuries. It's just not the way. See, this is where some would say, see? And I heard some people saying, you know, look how dangerous they are. They're only dangerous if you don't pay attention. They're only he should have never pulled a trigger to prove it was empty. He should have dropped the magazine, opened it up. That simple. So, when the police department put out the information, look, just want to let you know, there was a shooting in town today, but it was not an active shooter situation. It was an accidentally discharged handgun. Right? So this is great. When you read stuff like this, when you see stuff like this, or you hear about stuff like this, it is the anomaly. It is not the norm. I know some people would like to believe it's the norm, but it's not. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time. Now, over the next few days, we're going to do the day before Thanksgiving. It is the 54th anniversary, and I don't know, anniversary always sounds like a good thing. 54th anniversary of the assassination of JFK. No matter where you are in the aisle, what you felt about the guy, nobody deserves to be assassinated like that. That's just wrong. And if you feel that it was okay, if you feel it was the right thing to do to get him out of the way, then maybe you and I can't be friends. Maybe you and I, coming from different parts of the world. You know what I'm saying? So, I won't say a tribute, but we're going to talk about the day and talk what went down. I've got some shows I've done in the past. My people have done in-depth investigations of this. And I want to get one, I want you to hear their take on it. Anyway, I am Joel Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time. Remember, head up to the website. There's so much you can do up there. You can buy a coffee mug, a water bottle. You can go ahead and buy the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. It's a whole bunch of stuff that you can do up there on the website to be part of the conversation, to help work forward. You know, I can't believe some of the stuff that I'm looking at. Can't stand it. A married teacher who threatened to fail students who wouldn't sleep with her. And I'm, in the 70s, these teachers weren't around. I'm telling you. Or
they just didn't like you, Joe.
They didn't like me. Thank you. I feel so much better about myself now. So, we have been left appalled by stories of sexual abuse, which have recently swept across the entertainment industry. However, while our attention has been devoted to Hollywood, this is happening in schools across the country. It's not rampant, but it might as well be. Right? We have God bless it. Yocasta, who taught at a school in Colombia, the capital city of Medellin, is alleged to have bombarded students between the ages of 16 and 17 with explicit photos and videos of herself through the popular messaging platform, WhatsApp. Okay, the teacher asked all students to provide her with their telephone numbers in order for her to help them in their studies. Every teenage boy's dream. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Have a great rest of the day, and God bless. We'll be back tomorrow. Hopefully you will, too.